the Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
How would you like to be a part of giving away Bibles? Well, you can do that this week. This is Bert Harper and Alex McFarland on Exploring the Word. But this week's a special week, and Exploring the Word feels like we're just right in line with the National Truth for Youth Bible Week. And Alex, as we talk about that, we're talking about getting the Word of God into the hands of teens. When the Word of God goes forth, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. And, you know, I first learned of Truth for Youth Bibles almost a decade ago when I first was getting into the AFR family. And Bert, I love this. When we're getting the message of the gospel, the message of Jesus, the scriptures into the hands of teenagers, hey, I'm on board with that because it really does change lives.
It does. And our partners for this is Revival Fires International. And the president, CEO, preacher, evangelist, Reverend Tim Todd is with us. Brother, it's good to have you back.
So good to be here, Bert, and I appreciate all you're doing.
Well, we appreciate you. Listen, getting the Word of God. I love the Gideons International. You know,
absolutely.
The Word of God. If you get the Word of God, it's promised to go forth and accomplish what God sent it forth to do, and I praise God for that. But we want to give this information, and then we want to give more information. So this is information how you can place these Bibles in the hand of a youth who is a student in a high school, and then they give it to someone that they know that God has laid it on their heart or they've observed and seen that they need it. Isn't that how it works?
That's right. In fact, as a result of our connection and partnership with American Family Association and American Family Radio, we've been able this year, this week, Bert, we will cross over the 1 million Bible mark as we give these Bibles away. 1 million Bibles to young people across America over the past 18 years. This is the 19th annual Truth for Youth Bible Week, and so we're excited about what God is in the process of doing this very week as we cross that number of 1 million.
Now, Alex, let me give this website and this number, and then I know you have a comment. But you can visit truthforyouth.com. That's T-R-O-U-T-H for youth, one phrase, all lower letters, and Truth for Youth, and you can order online or up until 4:30 p.m. Central Time. That would be 30 minutes after our program goes off. You can call 1-800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737. You need to do that before 4:30 or wait till in the morning at 8 o'clock and call it in, but I'd suggest doing it today. Alex, go ahead.
Well, Tim, it sure is great to have you back on. We just look up to you, and we appreciate you so much. And, you know, before we went on the air, folks, I was talking about in the spring of this year, around April, I was in eastern North Carolina and the southern part of Virginia, and I spoke in 6 public high schools in 1 week. And I saw a young person who had a Truth for Youth Bible, and I said, wow, you know, I know that guy. You know, and folks, this really works. And this is putting the Word of God in the hands of young people. And they, in their public school, and Tim, I want you to speak to this, how in the public school system, young people are getting the scriptures and then circulating the Word of God along with their friends. That's a reality, isn't it?
It really is, Alex. And I'm so thankful that you're able to get in and go to the public schools and speak to the young people. What's so exciting about this project with giving these Bibles to young people is every year, and we do this all year long, but we do it on a national level with American Family Radio, a young person that commits to give the Bible, age 13 to 18 years old, to give the Bible away to their friend in school that is not serving the Lord, then absolutely free of charge during this project, we give the Bibles away. All they have to do, their parents or their grandparents or they themselves, call the 800 number and say, hey, if you'll send me a Bible, I promise I'll give it away in school. And as a result of this, we're seeing tremendous results of young people giving their lives to Christ.
And according to this, over 25,000 thus far in the kingdom associated with this project.
That's right. And what's exciting about that, Bert, is that they have to commit to give the Bible to somebody in their school that's not serving the Lord. So you think about that. The Bible says that some seed fell in good soil and produced 100-fold in return. And the Bible says that the seed, Luke chapter 8 of verse 8, says the seed is the Word of God.
Amen.
So as the Word of God goes forth and these young people are planting the seed of the Word into the hands of their friends in school that are not saved, these kids read these comic stories in the front section that are 100 pages. We put the plan of salvation in each story. The stories deal with the truth about things like pornography, drugs, drunkenness, peer pressure, sexual purity, cutting, sexting, bullying, suicide, and a whole lot of other things. And they find out the truth about those things, but they also find out how to give their life to Jesus Christ. That's why we're having so many of these young people get saved.
Amen. We have one here in front of us, and it is attractive to youth, I know. Now, I'm old, but I still know what's attractive to youth. And on the inside, you see these comics. And again, it doesn't mean it's making fun. It is truthful, but they're very realistic and pointed. That's the good thing. They're pointed. They're not skirting over the issues, but they're sharing with what the youth are struggling with today. And what a joy it is to have someone say, we're going to do something about it.
One of the comics that we deal with, Bert, that is a hard-hitting and important issue that young people need to know the truth about. And that is the truth about what the Bible says about homosexuality.
Amen.
That is an issue that even a lot of our churches are trying to skirt.
Yes.
What God says, He loves the homosexual, but He hates the sin of homosexual perversion. And young people need to know when they are struggling with whether or not they feel like that they are gay or straight. They need to know that God has a plan for them, and it does not include living a homosexual lifestyle. They need to learn their identity in Christ, and that's what these comics help them to learn how to do, and what God's purpose, His plan, destiny, what God's assignment is for them, and it does not include homosexuality. So we hit that head on, and many young people are finding Jesus Christ as a direct result of it and getting off of the road to hell and on the road to heaven.
Amen. 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 Hey, Alex McFarland here. And folks, let me just say about these Bibles with the comics. Sometimes they're called graphic novels. And look, this is one of the hottest things. People ask, you know, do young people still read? Graphic novels, which are pictures with text. I mean, kids read this. I'm in youth groups every weekend, and I see these kind of things. And so the Truth for Youth Bible is putting the truth of God's Word into the hearts and minds of young people in one of the most effective ways possible. And Tim, I just want to applaud you. Did I hear correctly? Already a million Bibles that you've put into the hands of teenagers?
Yes. Altogether, Alex, we've given away a total of 2.5 million, but with the project with American Fan the Radio over the past 18 years, this makes the 19th, we will cross over. We're right at little over 950,000 right now. This week, we'll cross over with American Fan the Radio 1 million Bibles through this project. So the partnership with American Fan the Radio is producing tremendous results for the kingdom of God.
And you know, those partnerships with AFR are so important. I know this, and I've told those that are on leadership and on the board, that one of the secrets to AFR's success is partnerships, that we haven't tried to paddle up this stream by ourselves. We've come up with people like you and others, Samaritan's Purse, others that we work with so the gospel can be. And so this is important, not just you, this is important to AFR. And it's not just important to us for it's the gospel being presented, which is the greatest, but it's also important for us to fulfill what God says is good, and can two walk together unless they be agreed. And Jesus desired that. Matter of fact, He would call 12 men to walk with Him in His earthly ministry. Isn't it great to have partnerships like that?
It really is. And Amen. God has a job for every one of us to do. And you know, Alex and Bert, what is so powerful is that the Lord spoke to my heart years ago that if we want to bring America back to God, we have to reach a generation of young people. This Truth For Youth Bible going into the hands of Christian young people that commit to give it to their friends in school that are not saved. As a result of that, you know, it's not legal for me as an adult, the way that the law is interpreted, to give Bibles away in school. But young people have the right. In fact, we put the students' rights on public school campus on the back cover of the Bible.
Amen.
There's 10 of them. And number 4, we put in bold because it lets the young people know, and it helps to give them the confidence, the boldness to say, hey, I have the legal right to do this, and they take it to school. If they're given any flack by teachers that perhaps don't know or school administrators, they can see the back of that. They can check it out and on their own and find out that young people do have the right to do it. And so it's a win-win situation, and the partnership with American Family Radio has given us the platform on a massive, massive level to be able to get these Bibles across America into the hands of Christian young people that are bold, that'll say, I'm going to take back what the devil has stolen from our friends.
Alex, Amen. Let me do this, and then you, I know I'm butting in every once in a while so I can get this website and the number in, because we need to do that, because I know how people are. They say, I meant to get that, and now we want to give it. So I hope you have your pen and paper ready. Truthforyouth.com, truthforyouth.com, all lowercase, and the number is 800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737, and call before 4:30 this afternoon Central Time. Go ahead, Alex.
And it's also on the AFA homepage. If you go to afa.net, as in American Family Association.net, you'll see it there. But you know what? I think about John 10, verse 35, that says the Scripture cannot be broken. And, you know, nowadays people want to spin truth and just distort things and revise history. More than ever, folks, this generation, our nation, like Tim said, we need Jesus. We need the truth of God's Word. And so, Bert, I can't think of a more effective way to be fulfilling the Great Commission. I mean, change somebody's life, maybe change somebody's eternity by putting a Bible in the hands of a young person. And so, Bert, give that information again, how people can do that.
Truthforyouth.com, truthforyouth.com, or call 1-800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737 before 4:30. Now, those of you that are used to us already being in the Word of God, we want you to stay around for the second segment, because we're going to dive into Luke chapter 11 in what is called the Lord's Prayer. I love to call it the model prayer, but it is the Lord's Prayer. And we're going to talk about how you had a persistent friend, and God, he honors that, but he's a loving father too. And we're going to talk about how he can hear us, knows what our needs are. So you'll want to hear this. And as we do this, we want you to be praying that God would exponentially, you know, bless the National Truth For Youth Bible Week. You know, you hand those Bibles out, and I know good and well the youth, it took courage for them to do it. And I guarantee you they were praying while they were doing it, Tim.
That's right. In fact, in our services across America, in fact, even yesterday, we have the young people come to the front to get their Bibles, and then before they go back to sit down for the rest of the service, we pray for them, pray God's blessings on them and protection on them as they go into the schools, and that God will show them who to give that Bible to.
Amen. Amen. Stay with us here on Exploring the Word, and we're going to continue talking with Reverend Tim Todd, Truth For Youth Week, and we'll be back with Luke's the Gospel, Luke 11, right after this.
I read some of the comics and they really touched my heart. Thank you so much for the Truth For Youth Bible.
It's Truth For Youth Bible Week. And this year, American Family Radio and Revival Fires International are partnering to give God's Word to our nation's youth. Parents, order a free Truth For Youth Bible for your teens to pass on to a friend. Or teens, you can order a Bible for a friend. And youth leaders can order Bibles in bulk for just $2 a piece.
We saw so many lives changed and seeds planted in the hearts of our students.
Visit truthforyouth.com or call 800-733-4737 between 8 and 4:30 Central Time. That's 800-733-4737. One free Bible will be given to each young person who promises to pass it on to a friend.
It's like, man, I really like the Truth For Youth Bible. how do I get to your church?
Call 800-733-4737 between 8 and 4:30 Central Time or visit truthforyouth.com.
My life is changed forever.
The Bible makes it clear that God has a problem with idols, even ones that supposedly remind us of Him. Well, Dr. Tony Evans says there's a reason for that. We'll explore it together as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Do any of you have pictures of you you don't want to show anybody? You know, they don't represent you well. God says, don't make any pictures of me, because anything you make of me is going to embarrass me. So the only pictures God wants of him is pictures that he takes of himself. Selfies. God took a selfie. His name is Jesus Christ. For Jesus says in John chapter 1, verse 18, no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son of the Father hath revealed him. God knows that we don't know how to grab spirit, so he uses words we can grab. So the Bible talks about the right hand of God. It talks about the long arm of God. It talks about the seeing eyes of God. It talks about God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. It talks about the mouth of God. It talks about the ears of God. Well, spirit doesn't have that, so God uses anthropomorphic language, language of humankind, so that we can understand him with words we use. And so God did that throughout Scripture until he became a man, and you could see it physically in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's selfie. When he wanted you to have a human picture of God, he became a man.
Learn more about how the Lord reveals himself to us and what he wants us to learn when he does. Check out Tony's CD series, Understanding God, available at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio.
What will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? I know you're able and I know you can see through the fire.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. Bert Harper, Alex McFarland with our guest today, Reverend Tim Todd of Revival Fires International and Truth for Youth Bible Week. We're in Luke chapter 11, if you want to turn there, and I want to read the first verse. Chapter 11, verse 1, and it came to pass as he, Jesus, was praying in a certain place when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And that's when he gave the model prayer, the pattern for prayer. And we can look at that and say that. But with Truth for Youth, the influence of a teacher is so great. Probably the most important influential person on a campus is usually started out with the title coach, but teachers are as well. And so we wanted you to hear this testimony from a high school teacher concerning youth. Youth for a Week, Bible, Truth for Youth Week.
Hi, I teach in a high school, and I just want to say thank you for the Truth for Youth Bibles. A youth group in our area was passing them out, and each young person would have 3 to 5 Bibles a day. They would explain the Bible and witness to the person they were giving it to. They went through the first 100 like water, and the kids that didn't get a Bible were begging for them. One young lady said she wanted to give a Bible to a particular person that she knew would not receive it. Not only did that person receive it, they were thankful for it and promised to read it. It was by the end of that day that that person committed their life to Christ. I am praying that God would continue to bless your ministry so that others will be saved because of your willingness to get the truth of God's Word out. Thank you very much.
Alex, there you have a testimony of a teacher of observation of what was done through the Word of God being given out, and you couple that with prayer, you have a dynamic duo, don't you?
You really do. That testimony warmed my heart. And let me just say, kids really are hungry. They really are hungry. We're in front of thousands of youth every year. And Tim Todd and his great staff are doing what needs to be done. And they're courageously, strategically getting the Bible into the lives of young people, into public schools. And you can go to the AFA homepage, afa.net, and there's information about it. And then, Bert, what is it? Truth for Youth?
Truth
the
for
website?
Youth, yes, truthforyouth.com or 800-733-4737. And you need to make that call before 4:30. We don't mind you not listening to Exploring the Word while you make that call. That would be an honor for you to be interrupted. But let's get to the scriptures for a moment.
Yes.
Here in chapter 11. John must have been a man of prayer. Now, you know, most of the time we think of Jesus' prayer, but here, Tim, they refer John being a man of prayer. Pretty neat.
John the Baptist.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing because the disciples, they learned how to pray from the person that was seeing the results. That was experiencing the results, set the pace, and they saw all of these miracle signs and wonders taking place through the ministry of Jesus. And so they saw all of these things happening, and then they approached him and they said, teach us how to pray. Well, why did they want Jesus to teach them how to pray? Because they were seeing, they realized that the power that Jesus had was a direct result of the prayer that he spent, the time that he spent in prayer. And so they knew that's where the power was coming from. This was the ingredient that they needed to have. And so they approached Jesus and they said, teach us how to pray, because they wanted to have the lifestyle and the results that Jesus was having. And in order to do that, they needed to learn how to tap in to the power of God through prayer.
Alex, did you notice they didn't say, teach us how to preach? Ooh, teach us how to teach, or teach us how to do miracles, teach us how to pray. Sounds like Tim's exactly right. They found out that it wasn't the outward things. It was that probably that time in the closet by yourself, or that time in the wilderness by yourself, and you're seeking God.
Well, and notice in verse 2 of Luke 11, Jesus says, when you pray. Not if you pray. So it presupposes that a consistent prayer life is to be part of the disciples' experience when you pray. And guys, both of you, wouldn't you say that all of our failures are prayer failures, that prayerlessness has robbed us of a lot of blessings and a lot of fruit?
You are absolutely right, Alex. And the thing of it is, you don't have to have an education to pray. You don't have to have money to pray. You don't have to be wealthy. It doesn't matter if you are rich or poor or young or old. Everybody can pray. And yet, even though it is one of the very most important things that you can do to be in right relationship and to have the success and the productivity in your life that you need to have spiritually, even though it's one of the most important things that we can do, it is many times the least thing done, even among preachers. Many preachers
yeah.
don't spend enough time in prayer, and as a direct result of it, they're not tapping into everything that God has for them, the ministry that God has for them, their family, their home. And so there is an extreme importance. And again, like you just said, you know, they didn't say, Jesus, teach us how to preach. They didn't say, Jesus, teach us how to perform miracle signs and wonders, because you know they saw Jesus perform a lot of miracle signs and wonders. And the Bible says that Jesus would get up early in the morning, even when before the sun came up, the sun was up, the Son of God. He would go out,
Amen.
He would spend time in prayer, and no doubt somewhere along the way, these disciples are like, hey, I know where whatever he's going to do early in the morning, and slipping out and getting away, that's where he's getting his power. So they probably crept out and they probably watched him and they saw this is where he's getting that power to do the miracle signs and wonders that he's doing. This is what we need to learn how to do. Not the miracles. We need to learn how to pray. So we're going to go to the one that will teach us to do that.
Here it is. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, when you see this, you see God, them praying for direction, God, them praying for protection and provision, them praying that God would bless and help and guide. So you see these, and they're basically three or four things that you could divide all these up to, but who do they address? Our Father in heaven, and holy, separate be your name. There's something important about that, Alex. The name of God, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. So there's something in that name, its authority, its purpose. It's even personal, isn't it?
Well, very, very personal. In fact, you know, it's well known how, you know, in like Mark 14, Jesus called God the Father, Abba, Father, Abba. And scholars have noted how this is the first time that ever God was, you know, denoted in such a personal, intimate sense. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Okay, Jesus understood that through him we had access to the Father. And, you know, they say that rabbis back in the day said, whoever's prayer is long will be heard. And as we were talking about, listen, to pray, you don't have to be lengthy. You don't have to try to be ornate and articulate. You just open your heart to God. And isn't it wonderful that we can have a personal relationship with the Lord through Jesus Christ, his one and only Son? But really, the idea that God was our personal, loving, compassionate, heavenly Father, to whom we had access, this was a revelation to them in that day, wasn't it?
It was. And so you have this relationship that is revealed. After the relationship comes the provision. Now, this is, I thought of that. I'd never connected this before, guys, but studying for today, the relationship is established in verse 2. The provision is provided in verse 3. Now, Tim, that's what he says. Give us this day our daily bread. And I know it's true physically. In that day, they went to the market daily. It wasn't something they'd go and put it in the freezer or can it. It's something they had to do daily. But notice the provision of when it comes. God loves to provide for us, and especially out of a relationship that provision comes.
That's right. And, you know, it's amazing because when you come to the Lord in prayer and you address him as Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. You're holy. So he wants us to acknowledge that he is our Father. And then not just to go in and asking him, God, I want this, I want that, and provide for me, but to say, hallowed be your name. And whenever in my prayer life, and I'm sure that the two of you are the same way, God doesn't want us to come in saying, gimme, 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 gimme. He wants us to come in and acknowledge him as our Heavenly Father,
Amen.
Acknowledge him and worship him and magnify him and his holiness. And then he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done, Lord, in our lives. And then, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. And we're so thankful that as believers, as children of God, God is Jehovah Jireh. He said that if we will be faithful to pay our tithe and give our offerings, that he said he would open the windows of heaven over us and pour out more blessings than we have room enough to receive. That includes providing for us our daily bread. And thank God that he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread, but instead he is always right on time to give Amen. Us exactly what we need for
Amen.
Every provision.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 4, let me read it and let's make comment on it. And then we want to use those two quick, I would say, parables that he gives or stories that he gives. And forgive us our sins, and as we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. What a statement. In other words, Alex, what does that say about holding grudges, bitterness in our life? We better take care of that, hadn't we, if we're expecting forgiveness?
Well, we who have been forgiven should know how to forgive.
Yes, I mean, we should.
Amen.
And so if the Almighty God has forgiven our sins, how quick we should be willing to forgive others. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about this. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God doesn't tempt anybody to sin, but God does allow things that test us in life, but not to sin, but to grow us and to improve us and to draw us closer and closer to Himself. And clearly the pathway away from sin and evil is to turn to Jesus, as I think verse 4 indicates.
Yes, and I love the word deliver. You've heard me say it. We don't talk about that as much, but God is a deliverer. Deliver us from our sin. Deliver us. Even here, His whole ministry was delivering people from satanic demons, as they would be delivered. Delivered them from illnesses and everything. So praise the Lord for that deliverance that He gives. I was delivered at 12 years old from the penalty of my sin. Jesus came into my life, and I did feel I have to. Have you ever heard that special delivery? That's pretty good. Alex, there's going to be a special delivery in His presence one day, isn't there?
Well, you know, when he read from Isaiah 61, one of the things that the Lord does, He is the deliverer. And so we hope everybody listening has been delivered. And I'm just so glad that Tim Todd is helping this generation get delivered from darkness, get delivered from political correctness, get delivered from lies and error. And he's sending the pathway to life and light, and that's the Son of God and the Word of God. And everybody listening, how much is it, guys? Is it like $3 per Bible, something like that?
That is. And Alex, if they get a case or more for their Bible club or for their youth group, they get them at my cost, which is only $2 each. There's 50 Bibles to a case. And I encourage the listeners, if you attend church somewhere, and you should be, and you've got a youth group in your church, to provide these Bibles, get a case of these Bibles, or get some of these Bibles and put them into the hands of your youth pastor and your youth group to give away in school.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, just what a minute amount of money, really, to do an immeasurably large amount of good.
You got it.
That's a couple of soda pops or a coffee. I mean, think about it, folks. Every one of us can invest in this to save souls, and it does contribute to the restoration of our country. And so be on board with the Truth for Youth Bible campaign, please.
And go to truthforyouth.com. You'll find all that information. Two things before we go to break, and then we're going to take phone calls. Here he gives two parables, one about the persistent friend knocking at the door. Yes, it talks about the persistence, but God's not that grouchy person that's being awakened there, Tim. You know, He's a gracious God. Matter of fact, He never sleeps. So this is kind of a contrast at both of these. And then you get into verses 11, 12, and 13. It's about God being a good God. If a man here upon earth will give good gifts, what manner of gifts will the Heavenly Father give us? That's in verse 13. Alex, God is a gracious Father, isn't He?
Well, the Bible says every good and perfect gift is from above, and yes, He does. One of our favorite verses on exploring the Word is Matthew 6:8, that the Father knows what we need even before we ask. And so often we seek the wrong things, but God gives us the right things, the best things. And we're in Luke chapter 11. I know in a moment we're going to get to phone calls. And so, folks, the number is 888-589-8840, and we would love to hear from you today. But, you know, another verse that we love to share is Jeremiah 20, verse 9, that says, His word was in my heart like a burning fire. Guys, don't you think that for the Word of God to be in the hearts of people everywhere, I mean, that's what our nation needs, because the Word of God changes lives, and we can all be a part of spreading that word.
We can. And I'm reminded, verses 9 and 10, ask, which says, ask, seek, and knock, A-S-K. Ask, seek Him, knock, be persistent. We have a gracious Heavenly Father. So we want you to pray that God would use these Bibles in the hands of these youth to roll out a mighty army for Him. That number, 888-589-8840. Give us a call, and we'll be right back.
For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. In one day campaigning in Iowa, Joe Biden informed the world that he chooses his truth over facts and concluded the day saying, poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. In Biden world, poverty is connected to pigment. This same Biden said, you cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. As well as, Barack Obama is the first sort of mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. Was it a gaffe or a heart condition revealed?
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner, or visit the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
We've been waiting for new episodes of Ryan Difrady's Secret Agent. Well, wait no more. Ryan is back.
And I've got a world to save.
As Ryan and his mom battle quirky criminals, kids will love these 30-minute lessons on obedience, truthfulness, and respect.
You're my partner and my mom. That means we stick together no matter what.
Ryan Difrady's Secret Agent from American Family Studios. Episodes 7, 8, and 9 are available now at afastore.net.
Every marriage experiences stress, but what if your tension is more about how you were raised than the current issue with your spouse? Next time on Focus on the Family, we'll explore how your family of origin stress impacts the relationships you have today as an adult. Discover healthier ways of interacting on the next Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
In 1917, a missionary named William Cameron Townsend went to Guatemala to sell Spanish Bibles. He was shocked when many people couldn't understand the books, but soon realized they spoke Quechuel, a language without a Bible. With the goal that everyone should be able to read the Bible in their own language and understanding, Townsend started a school to train people to do Bible translation.
On this day, August 12th, in 1942, Townsend and Reverend L.L. Legters incorporated the Wycliffe Bible Translators in California. In the year 2000, Wycliffe would celebrate having translated the Bible into 500 languages.
Their work continues. Wycliffe has set its sights on beginning a translation project in every language in the world. That's more than 2,000 languages by the year 2025.
Engage with the Bible.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
Word of God speak.
Welcome back. You're listening to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio.
I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice, Word of God speak.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word of God. And exploring the Word, and it's the Word of God, and we pray that you do look into the God's Word daily and let it bless you. Matter of fact, that's what we're talking about, getting the Word of God in the hands of youth. And we have as our guest Reverend Tim Todd with Revival Fires International, and this is what we celebrate every year, going back to school, National Truth for Youth Bible Week. And you say this is the 19th year
that's correct.
We've done this together. And partnering, after this year, we will have given over 1 million Bibles in the hands of students who give it away to other students who need to have a relationship with the Lord. And God is blessing this ministry. Over 25,000 have come to know Christ because of this. And you can be a part of that by going to truthforyouth.com, ordering your Bibles online if you promise to give them to your youth, who will give them to the youth of the friends that are their age, and it's truthforyouth.com or 1-800-733-4737. 1-800-733-4737, and you need to call before 4:30 today in order to do that. Well, we have a caller online, Alex, and we want to go to them and ask them what we share. But before we do, Devin, I want to have Mary, the 1:33, the second one there, ready to play in a moment. But we want to go to Rita in Alabama. Rita, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you. I just have a question. I have been going to this church, and it's a non-denominational church. I was born and raised Catholic, but I needed a little more of the Bible. And so I've been going to this church, and I've been comfortable, and I've really enjoyed it. But I've just discovered that there's a lot of praying in tongues, and I'm not really comfortable with that. And so, and the preacher really preached on it a couple Sundays ago, and I'm just not comfortable with it. And I just wanted to know what it says in the Bible about that. I don't believe that, you know, to be filled with the Spirit that you have to speak in tongues, and there are other gifts that you can have from God, but I'm just not comfortable with it. So if you could, like,
okay, Rita,
you know,
thank you.
A little bit about that.
Thank you for calling. Let me just share one thing with you. If you found a place where God speaks to your heart and the Word of God is proclaimed, there may be areas in your life that you say, okay, let me deal with it. And sometimes I participate and I don't. Alex, you and I are privileged to go to different churches of different denominations. And, you know, both of us are Southern Baptists. You were raised Presbyterian and then became a Southern Baptist. I was Southern Baptist all the way. And so, so we go to churches that may have some areas that we're saying we don't agree, not necessarily agree, you're not comfortable with. Tim, our guest, Assembly of God pastor, goes to churches, and he's in Methodist churches, other churches, and you learn to deal with some things. But Rita, if that place, if you're too uncomfortable, look elsewhere. But if not, and you're hearing the Word of God, and you know it's being proclaimed, and Jesus is lifted up, do what God says. Alex, what would you say to Rita?
Well, God bless you, and thank you for listening to the program, and I commend you for wanting to be in the local church. You know, one of the areas where equally good, godly, well-intentioned people sometimes disagree is over the role of the Holy Spirit. And I'm only speaking for Alex here. I don't think this is an area where we should separate or divide over. Because we all agree in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and the work of the Holy Spirit to draw people to Christ, to regenerate and convert us and indwell us. And so, like Bert says, it may be that this is a church, you're being fed, your soul is being ministered to, and this is just one area that maybe not be exactly where you're at right now. But Bert, and I'd love for you guys to both respond. Clearly, it is God's will for every disciple to be a part of a local church, a good Bible-believing, soul-winning, evangelistic local church where the lost are being won and the saved are being equipped. So everybody should be a part of a good church, and we encourage everybody to do that. But the thing I want y'all's response on, you know, I just don't feel like we have the luxury in our culture today for Christians to really divide over maybe different understandings about the work of the Holy Spirit, because we certainly need the Holy Spirit in a powerful way in every life and in the church corporately. So, you know, I'm one of these, listen, Pentecostal, non-Pentecostal, Reformed, non-Reformed, dispensational, look, we all need each other. And if you're on fire for Jesus, then we need to link arms and stand and speak together. And I don't like to see Christians burn bridges over different understandings about the work of the Holy Spirit. But what do you guys say?
Okay, thank you, Alex. Rita, you've heard our heart, and it has been our heart. It's Alex's heart, my heart. These are issues. Yeah, you have to deal with them, and we're not saying you should not deal with it. But yet, when you find a place where God is using you and God has blessed you, man, be careful before you burn that bridge and leave. But we do need each other today. That we talked about it earlier, the partnership.
That's
the
right.
Partnerships we have here at AFR, not all of them are Baptist, not all of them are Assembly of God, not all of them are Methodist. They're varied in that area, brother. And I think it's kind of like a flower garden. If all were of the same color, it would be very dull. But when you have the multicolored ones, it sure does make it lively, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. In fact, Rita, this is Tim Todd, and I'm ordained with the Assemblies of God, which is a denominational background, a cooperative fellowship that believes in the gift of speaking in tongues and interpretation. And I would say this to you, It sounds to me like everything that you are experiencing in that church, you have just felt really comfortable with, but this one area has caused you to feel uncomfortable. What I would recommend that you do, because I found out that God is not in heaven with his hands behind his back with his will for our life hiding it from us. And I found out that if you will, and I know you know this, Rita, but just let me encourage you, just ask the Lord, Lord, if this is where you want me to be, give me some signs and show me to continue to go in this direction. And then whatever you have for me, Lord, I just want to be receptive to what you have. But Lord, if you don't want me here, then I ask you, Lord, just to give me a sign for this door to be slammed shut, and then show me where you want me to go, if you want me to go to a different church body. And I have found out that if you'll just pray about this, as I know you're already doing, Rita, that God is going to reveal himself to you and tell you, yes, stay there, or no, I want you to go somewhere else.
Rita, what a day to call when you have Tim here. Alex, God does. I love him.
I'm telling you, you know, the Lord has the roadmap for each and every broadcast we do.
He does. I'm just sitting here smiling, just thanking God for Tim Todd being here today, not just for the truth for youth, but for Rita and being able to speak that and share that. But I want you to hear what God's doing in the life, and this is where it meets. Whether it's the gift of the Spirit in any way, expressed some way, reform, this is what we're about, is this next testimony. He received a Truth for Youth Bible and the difference it made in Mary's life.
Growing up, I never really knew my father. It was just me and my mom, and we didn't exactly have a good relationship. My mom stayed addicted to drugs throughout her pregnancy with me, and even as I was growing up, she stayed messed up on drugs and alcohol all the time. And even as I got older, I would even get high with her. I can remember there were so many instances when she would be so high or so drunk that she couldn't even get herself cleaned up and get herself to bed, so I would have to do it for her. And I just eventually got so strung out and so depressed that I started cutting myself, and I got involved in witchcraft, and it got to the point where people didn't even want to be around me, and I didn't have any friends, and I was just really hard to be around. And so I told myself that I would be better off just taking my life. And I woke up one morning and I told myself that if nobody told me that they loved me that day, then I was just going to kill myself. And that day at school, a girl that I didn't know came rushing over to my locker, and she handed me a Truth for Youth Bible, and she said, "Hey, Jesus loves you. You should read this." And as she said that, I remembered what I told myself that morning, and I thought, well, I should probably read this. And by the time I finished reading the comics in the front, I thought, wow, she's right. Jesus really does love me. And there was even a comic in there that talked about the dangers of witchcraft in ways that I never even considered. And there was a page in Truth for Youth that showed me how to give my heart to Jesus. I just prayed, and Jesus forgave me of my sins. And now I'm praying for my mom that God would show her the love that he has shown me, and she would give her heart to the Lord.
Amen. Alex, that's what Exploring the Word, AFR, and Revival Fires International, and that's what we're about, and we're from different denominations. How you like that, Alex?
I think it's wonderful. You know, Ephesians 4:15 talks about growing up into the head of the body, who is Christ, and the different strata. And, you know, we're doing a big event in Richmond, Virginia, October 11 and 12. We're doing one of our Truth for New Generation crusades, and, you know, hey, we're talking to everybody, and we're bringing Todd Starnes to town, and Mickey Addison and Bill Federer, the God and Country historian, and a whole lot more. And, you know, we see revival and the presence and the power of God manifested when the body of Christ links arms together. And, you know, we kind of jokingly say some people sleep in the pews and some people jump over them. Look, if you love Jesus and you believe America needs the gospel again, we got work to do. And so, guys, don't you think it's time that we rally around that thing that we all agree on, how the Son of God went to the cross, shed his blood, rose again. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He's coming soon. We can only work while it is yet day. It's time for the body of Christ to stand strong and speak up together, isn't it?
Preach it, brother. You know, if you're sleeping in the pew, I pray you'll wake up. And most folks that hear me preach call me.
You know what I mean.
I do. But most folks that hear me preach, they say, you're kind of a Baptist-costal, aren't you? And I do. I'm passionate, and I express it. I was kind of a cheerleader, and that's who we are. And a lot of it has to do with passion expressed in different ways. Some people are, their personality is passionate as mine, but they're more subdued. And there's some folks that are out there more than Bert Harper and, you know, wild and crazy, but they have a passion for the Lord. And that's what comes across with this Truth for Youth Bible Week, a passion for the Word of God to get into the hands of young people so they can see the truths just the way Mary did. And I want us to see this about Jessica in just a moment. We're going to play that one and let you hear that. But Tim, this is what we've been talking about is the Word of God, not what separates us, but again, what unites us. And it's we're saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nobody else, is there?
That's right. And, you know, one reason why Alex is able to have these powerfully anointed conferences as he travels across America is because he is able to lock arms with people that the central truth of Jesus Christ is what is predominant. 19 years ago, Bert, if I would have come on this program and on the programs that the Truth for Youth Bible Project is a part of and would have started preaching the doctrine from the denominational background from which I am a part of, we would have shut this thing down 18 years ago because American Family Association, and rightly so, would not have wanted that to be done because we're not promoting a denominational background. But as a result of us, on the things that we agree on, we connected and locked arms and partnered with, hey, we want young people to come to the Lord Amen. Jesus Christ with this project. As a result of that, we've been able to give away over almost a million Bibles through this project. If I would have started preaching doctrine 18 years ago, that wouldn't have happened. So as a result of us locking arms in the areas that we agree on in the Word of God, and that is Jesus Christ, because of the blood that he poured out when he died on the cross, we give our life to him. We can be saved as a result of that. And introducing this to young people through the distribution of the Truth for Youth Bible, we've been able to make a tremendous impact in the darkness and bring Jesus into the lives of many, many young people. And it's all the result of us not arguing about what we disagree on, but instead joining together with what we do agree on and working together in unity for the body of Christ.
Amen. And we want to hear from Jessica, who Jesus made a difference in her life through this ministry, Truth for Youth.
I saw some kids at my school with Truth for Youth Bibles, and I asked one of my friends how she got some, and she said people on the radio were giving them away for others to give away in their schools. So I asked her if I could have one, and she had just given them all away. Then I saw my teacher with one on her desk, and I asked if I could have that one, and she said yes. I read some of the comics, and they really touched my heart. So I repented of my sins, and now I'm sold out for Jesus. Thank you so much for the Truth for Youth Bible.
Heard some people on the radio.
Amen.
That they was giving away Bibles. That's pretty good. Alex, it may have been you, brother.
Hey, praise God. You know, and again, we thank God. Bert and I, we're just often talking about how amazed we are at this platform that pretty much the whole nation can hear us read the Word of God and share the gospel. And, you know, the radio broadcasting, you know, Tim Todd is like foot soldiers on the ground in the schools among the young people, putting out that wonderful word of life.
Amen.
So get on board and help with the Truth for Youth Bible Week.
And that you can by going website, truthforyouth.com, or call 1-800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737. You need to do that in the next 30 minutes. Or do it tomorrow. Tim, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Bert, and thank you, Alex. Appreciate everything that you're doing, and God bless the mighty anointing that I sense in your life.
Amen.
God bless you, my friend.
Tune in tomorrow. We're going to continue in Luke chapter 11 on Exploring the Word. Tell someone about this program, but more importantly, tell somebody about Jesus.